VetShed was first set up back in April and is based at a unit on Copps Road in Fleetwood. Now it's received its official opening and stands ready to help service veterans from across the town. Gary Smith says they've come a long way in a short time.
Well, from an empty shell being storage area, we've now got two rooms and an outside area, thanks to the massive donations that have already been given to us. And so we've built a beer garden. We've achieved a hell of a lot.
Paul Unsworth says everyone has helped them get the facility open.
We've all done our little bits, really. I mean, and loads of people are here today. When we do the opening, I'm going to call out some people who've been involved, and we've had people coming down doing a bit of painting, a bit of cleaning, a bit of sorting, a bit of shifting. It's just been a massive team effort, and it's quite humbling, actually, because you'll come down and there'll be a gang of people here saying, right, what can I do for you? Just give me something to do, and you know, I'll roll my sleeves up, I'll muck in. And yeah, even Kitty comes down, just makes sure that we've got, you know, constant brews on the go and things like that. Everyone has just massively mucked in, and it's just been absolutely incredible. And you can see today, you know, the official start time was 1 o'clock, it's only 10 past, and you can see there's no seats left. Yeah, we're full, and we're going to get more people coming down. And this, for me, just sums up why we're doing it. And this is why this is so important to the town.
Just say, take me through then. Why have you set this up?
Because there's nothing like it in Fleetwood, or there's nothing like it in the area. You know, we have lots of different veterans groups, and they might meet in pubs or in cafes and things like that. But this is the first dedicated veterans drop-in centre in Fleetwood. And as we said from the start, this is not about competing with the other clubs. It's actually not instead of. And we've already been in conversation with the other clubs and associations saying, come down and use it. It's here for you to use as well. This is not a little gang. This is for everyone. Anyone who's a veteran, come down, use it.
Armed Forces champion Alice Smith says the vet shed will be much needed in the area.
I think it's incredibly needed because I don't think the support that's needed for our veteran community exists out there in the way that it should do. Like, we're hoping to get as many veterans as we can requiring help, trying to adjust to civilian life as we possibly can, and signpost them to the organisations who can help them.
How difficult is it for some former soldiers to adapt?
Incredibly different, because if you think about it, whilst we've been in either the Army, Air Force, or any of the other armed forces, they're told what to do all the time. We've got set patterns. We get up at a certain time, we go to bed at a certain time, we make a brew at a certain time and everything. But so when we come out of the armed forces, the trouble is, we've lost that.
They've lost that regimented way of life.
Yes, we need some sort of structure to the lives, I think, a lot of the time.
I think a lot of men do need structure to their lives. You know, I do.
That's why you've got us.
I should come down for a brew at a certain time.
Yeah.
Alice, thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Anytime.